This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Joining us on the line are Ibrahim Sufian of Merdeka Centre and Dr. Azman Ismail, a PKR MP for Kuala Kedah. Good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Now, this crisis has been precipitated, or was precipitated rather, by 14 out of 15 UMNO division leaders. But we understand that it's not really the division leaders that are going to be making the difference in this game at the moment. It's really the assembly and those in there. And I just want to, for the benefit of our listeners, to just point out what's the composition of the assembly in the state of Kedah. Barisan Nasional has 21 seats, out of which UMNO has 19. PAS, standing aside from its erstwhile Pakatan Rakyat allies, has 8 seats. And Pakatan Harapan, the new alliance of PKR, DAP and AMANA, have 4, 2 and 1 seat respectively, making a total of 7. So that's how the assembly stands at the moment. Dr. Azman, I want to begin with you, because you're there in Kedah. How does it feel on the ground? Is there concern or anxiety among the public about this political crisis?
At the moment, it's quite strange. Initially, we thought there would be strong backlash, strong emotion by the people. But it seems that it is quite contained. Only the youngsters, the young members of UMNO came out in the street in Alustar and in Langkawi in support of Mukris. But I do not see it being a real big issue among the UMNO members and the public.
So, that's very interesting. Ben, I want to bring you in at this point in time. Why do you think it might be something that's not firing up the ground? I mean, why no strong reaction, do you think?
Well, I think the move against Mukris is somewhat expected since the last 6 months or so. I think Mukris has been among a handful of UMNO leaders that has openly and quietly been dissenting against the Prime Minister. And I think within the UMNO circles, the discussion about replacing the Menteri Besar has been percolating for quite some time, but hasn't taken place because of events such as the UMNO Assembly and the Sultan of Kedah's recent birthday celebration. So they have been quietly, I suppose, planning it in the background. And at some part, there is also a kind of signaling to the public that all is not well. The leadership is about to be shaken up. I think that's at one level. Number two, I think any Menteri Besar of Kedah will have some problems trying to galvanize public support, largely because the state, isn't one with a huge cash surplus. So there isn't a lot of patronage to dole around to gain support, to incentivize supporters, so to speak.
Dr. Azman, I wanted to ask you, since you're a member of the Assembly, two things. One, the timing of this move, so close to the Sultan's birthday celebrations. Why do you think, and is it significant at all?
I would like to correct that. I'm not a member of the Assembly.
Sorry, you're an MP. Sorry.
Parliament.
Yes,
member
yeah.
of Parliament, rather.
Sorry, yeah.
But the head of the Kedah Keadilan. I think the timing is to be condemned because it disrupts the Sultan's birthday celebration, so to speak. But at the same time, I see it comes because of practical consideration. The time when everyone is here in Kedah, including the cabinet ministers, Jamil Khair and also Johari Bahrom and all that. I think that's the the only logical explanation why the timing is about this time.
Dr. Azman, go ahead, please.
People condemn this in the streets because this is the timing could not be more wrong with the people, because the issue in Kedah now is unprecedented financial difficulties, economic difficulties among the farmers, the rubber tappers, everyone in the state practically.
Dr. Azman, you know, we actually tried to get your colleagues from across the aisle, as it were, from UMNO. They have apparently got a gag order on them. That's why we can't have a representative from UMNO to kind of speak on their behalf. Dr. Azman, I know you're a member of parliament, not an assembly. Now, could you tell us, from your understanding, has the Mantri Basal, the current Mantri Basal, lost all support among the state assemblymen in Kedah, UMNO and Barisan Nasional?
I think he still commands some support, although it's not as much as he would like to have. And the support is not insignificant enough for him to be able to mount any counterattack or whatever.
So, looking at the numbers now, will it be necessary for those trying to replace Mukris Mahathir to actually solicit the help of either PAS or Pakatan Harapan to make up the numbers if this goes to a vote of no confidence?
It is most necessary, because otherwise, even people who are plotting against Mukris will not have the adequate numbers.
So, and what about Pakatan Harapan? Can you speak on their behalf? How will you be voting how will your party members be voting if it does come to a vote of no confidence? Has Pakatan Harapan taken a position on this?
Okay. Our position is that this is an UMNO internal matter. Only thing is we condemn the timing and we condemn the way it is done, because the priority now is the people's interest and helping the people facing these unprecedented economic difficulties, not jostling for power. How we would vote, it depends very much on who is going to replace Mukris, and it depends very much on what explanation we get for this purpose. The actual explanation that the UMNO people in Kedah are going to give for removing the Menteri Besar.
Ibrahim, I want to ask you about this explanation. We saw it printed in the newspapers, a kind of charge sheet, not being around enough, not making preparations for the next general elections. Do you think there's any substance in these charges?
Well, I think, you know, within the confines of UMNO and Barisan Nasional, I think these are serious concerns. I think if we set aside procedure and the requirement under which Menteri Besar is appointed or dismissed, and just look at the practicalities of politics, one does know that you need a Menteri Besar, State Chief Minister, that is in line, whose thinking and approach is in line with that of the federal leadership, particularly in a relatively economically challenged state like Kedah, because a chief minister whose interest is not aligned with that of the prime minister will have it very difficult in order to get federal support for projects as well as development needs of the state. I think that is one. Second, UMNO, being the ruling party at both federal and state, is facing challenges. You know, as Dr. Azman talked about, the economic difficulties faced the people. So does UMNO, in the sense that this economic difficulty is translating into wavering support among some voters. And so they need essentially a strong front in their respective states, and Kedah being a frontline state, to mount a successful defense in the face of a future election. So having a Menteri Besar that is dissenting against the Prime Minister and the party president just doesn't pass muster. So I think this move, in many ways, has had to be done. And I think can be seen similarly in the light of the Kajang move done by the opposition here in Selangor, where the Menteri Besar was deemed by the ruling party that it was not in line with the federal or national interest and has had to be replaced.
Okay, I want to go back to Dr. Azman. We've seen Utusan looks like either it's backing or it's suggesting that the Deputy State Liaison Chief Ahmad Badshah Mohammad Hanipa is the likely candidate to replace Mukris if this succeeds. What do you know of the man himself?
Well, he is, I would say, a street fighter. He's someone very much in touch with the realities of Kedah politics, a veteran, a seasoned UMNO man, and whatever he lacks in the with respect to academic qualification, etc., is more than made up by his experience and also his touch to the ground.
There's also another name being bandied about, Mazen Khaled. Is there any likelihood that he might come to the forefront? Are there many horses in this game, or is it largely Ahmad Badshah?
I think it's largely Ahmad Badshah. I do not think Mazen Khaled will be interested to come back as a Menteri Besar. He was Menteri Besar before, and he knows the difficulties, and he's now a full cabinet minister and important portfolio, education. I really do not think that should be a consideration at all.
Okay, last question. Ibrahim, I want to ask you, is it possible that this move, removing a sitting MP, will be painful for UMNO coming in the run-up to the next general elections? In the past, it's said that such a move has been detrimental for UMNO and Barisan Nasional in the state. Do you think it will be so this time around?
I think it's largely dependent on how the new incoming Chief Minister of Menteri Besar performs. If we look at what's happened in the past, you know, UMNO has replaced the Chief Minister of Menteri Besar of Terengganu, and the transition, although there was a bit of a kerfuffle for the first couple of days, but I think things eventually smoothen out, and I think nobody talks about it anymore, and the episode has passed. I think in the case of Kedah, I think it wouldn't be as smooth, and in the sense that it is not just Mukriz that is being removed, but it also represents the sidelining of the Dr. Mahathir faction. And while he himself may not have the necessary pulling power among UMNO leadership, he does have sizable following within the general mass public who continue to see him as a father figure of the country. And by that extension, the action against Mukriz will, I think, spark a certain sense of emotion sympathetic to the Mahathir clan and Dr. Mahathir himself. And he himself has in recent times said that he is not going to stop short of continuing his efforts to unseat the Prime Minister. So I think we are going to see this episode unfold. But I think in the contained atmosphere of Kedah, the effect on the electorate depends on how the new Menteri Besar will perform. If the it performs well, things start to happen in the state, then I think people are willing to overlook the difficulties. But if the crisis continues in the form of dissent and kind of simmering undercurrents that affects the wider public at large, then certainly it will have a ramification on the election later down the road.
That was Ibrahim Sufian of Merdeka Centre, and earlier we were also speaking to Dr. Azman Ismail, PKR MP for Kuala Kedah. This is a story that has legs. I also understand that to remove the sitting, to in fact have a vote of no confidence, the Menteri Besar has to advise the Regency Council to hold a special sitting. He can withhold that advice for some time. So there's still a few cards that Mukriz Mahathir can play in this game. I'm Sharad Kutin, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.